Getting you home. This is 105 Drive with Julian Clover.
It's now 5:32. Cambridge United are the toast of the city, having drawn their fourth round FA Cup tie with Manchester United, earning them a replay at Old Trafford on Tuesday. I'm pleased to say I'm joined on the line by the Cambridge United chairman, Dave Doggett. Hello, Dave.
Hello, how are you?
Very well. Thank you very much for joining us. I know you're very busy down at the Abbey with the ticket sales. How many have you sold so far? Are you able to tell us?
Yeah, we're well over 5,500.
Now,
and we've done that in a day and a half. So if you think a couple of years ago, average crowd was 2,000, we're trying to sell the stadium out in 3 days, so it's quite a challenge.
How does that compare to, say, the FA Trophy final?
Yeah, that was about 11,000. So, but we did 2.5 weeks for that. But the trouble with this is, by the time you got the tickets, you've only got 5 days to sell them, really.
Yeah, I guess you didn't really know what was going to happen until 10 o'clock on Friday night.
Yeah. We were hoping, and the impossible happened, didn't it? But Richard and the team did not only the club proud, but also the city proud.
Yeah, no, very much so. I guess in a roundabout way that the result that you got on Friday was possibly the best you could have hoped for, really.
To be honest, financially a win would have been as good, because then you'd be in the next round and you get the prize money. So, yeah, it's great. And a win would have been as good. A loss would have been disappointing, but one adventure that everybody enjoyed.
Mm. Just on the tickets, are there any more that are planned to be released? I think it's sort of two batches, wasn't it, I think, which were available to you?
We've still got several hundred left. And yesterday was absolutely manic because everybody wants to get the tickets. So the queues were down near Market Road from 6 o'clock until 8 o'clock at night.
Mm.
So, and we're obviously not geared up as a club at this level for this level of demand. So we've got a superb bunch of volunteers and people working here up to 14 hours a day.
And I understand that you're putting on some extra coaches to help people get up to the Manchester United ground, and these are going to be part subsidised by the club. Well, was it important to give something back?
Well, we always try to, and we've already got 30 coaches full. One of the troubles is getting more coaches. So Grays of Ely are already getting coaches in from Ipswich, London, Stevenage, because in the week it's all school runs. So it's more not necessarily coaches, but drivers that they're short of.
Yes, and I guess these are going to leave around lunchtime, are they? Is that the plan?
Mm. Yeah, they all leave at 1 o'clock from various places around the county. And then when people get up there, they can actually go in the museum, if they've got time, with a menu, sort of subsidise that for people to go in and just enjoy the atmosphere before they go into the ground.
Yeah. Other than the new toilets, which I think you were talking about a few days ago, what does the extra revenue mean to the club?
Yeah, that seems to have been what we're looking at is modernising the stadium. And if we can't provide basics like toilets, so it really was just to say, look, we need a modern stadium, and we need to improve facilities for all the fans coming.
Because you tied in the announcement, I think, didn't you, with I guess revised plans, and that announcement that you were going to be staying at the Abbey, and I'm presuming that was very much timed to ride on the considerable publicity you were getting in the run up to last Friday's match.
We looked at that, and and obviously working with Grosvenor, who are our landlords, we're very keen now to move forward. And this is a great springboard.
Mm.
As our average crowd has gone up from 2,500 to just over 5,000 every match now. So there is a need for a stadium. There's a demonstrated that a league club will be supported in the Cambridge area.
And that's excellent news all round, really. We've got, a pretty important game coming up on Saturday when you play. It's strange, actually. I sometimes wonder. It's almost like the East Anglian equivalent of Celtic v Rangers to a certain extent. And if you look at the Scottish papers, no matter what league the two of them are in, and I know they're separate at the moment, they all seem to be playing each other. And it's like, well, are they playing Luton again?
I know. I think the thing with Luton is that they've been down in the conference with us, so they've been the closest club for the last 4 or 5 years. So, yeah, it's always competitive, and obviously with Richard having been manager there, it adds a little bit of spice to it. But we're taking over 1,000 fans to Luton on Saturday as well.
And I guess, as you say, that's the important thing. It's not just the big occasions, the Manchester United's you're able to get a good turnout to. It's becoming the everyday games, if I might call them that. And all that adds regular revenue. But when you get the money which is given from both television and tickets. And I guess the question is, what happens next? Because you've always, whenever we've spoken, you've always been very clear that it's been, steady as she goes, not spending too much. Are you basically looking around for a high interest account to sit this money in and spend it gradually over time?
No, but this is why we're working with Grosvenor and obviously the Stadium Improvement Fund. So some of this money we can use to actually be the seed fund for developing the Abbey. Which is important to us. So, whereas in the past it might have been squandered, Richard Money and all of those know the project that we're on, and while he might want to strengthen, in previous years we've just spent any bonus money on the team and then been in the same financial problem. So what we're trying to do is get financial stability going forward.
I'll let you go in a moment, Dave, but let me quickly, a couple of quick questions. Where did you watch the game last Friday? Was that in the director's box or in one of the stands?
No, unfortunately, my normal seat wasn't available, so I had to sit in the director's box and be well behaved. So, but that was Bobby Charlton in there, and the Man U directors were absolutely fantastic and very complimentary, and they're looking forward to welcome us to Old Trafford.
And I have to ask to say,
very strange, doesn't think, does it? we're going to Old Trafford.
And very much so. I have to ask the same question for Tuesday. Are you going to be in the stands there, or in with the prawn sandwich brigade?
I'm going to be well behaved, so I will enjoy that.
Well, Dave,
if I'm still awake, that is a problem. We're all getting very, very tired, but we'll get there.
If people do want tickets, they can just come down to the Abbey until what sort of time?
Yeah. Well, we're here till 7:30 tonight, and then tomorrow from 10 till 8. And by then, people are sort of wanting to choose the sections where they just can't do it anymore. It really is what is available you get. And hopefully sales will continue. But already we know the Amber Army is going to be out in force at Old Trafford on Tuesday.
And we look forward to those of us who aren't going. Look forward to spotting an Amber in the crowds, or trying to locate somebody who actually has BT Sport to watch it on. But from all of us at Cambridge 105, Dave, can we wish you the best of success on next Tuesday and indeed on Saturday as well? Thanks for speaking to us.
Yeah. No problem. Thanks, then. Bye.
Goodbye. That's Dave Doggett, who's the chairman of Cambridge United, speaking to us there.